It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, May 24th, 2021. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds 15 to 20 knots with a few gusts to 25 in the morning, winds becoming southwest 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon, wind waves from the south 4 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet at 10 seconds apart, and showers are in the forecast. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about ship traffic today, and then I want to talk about that container ship, the Ever Given, which is still stuck in the Suez Canal. She's anchored right now. She's not stuck sideways anymore, but the legal wrangling about her continues. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship traffic for the day. We've got 7 inbounders, 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Key West, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's going to pick up logs at the port of Longview eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 8 a.m., and you might see her in Longview by about 11:30 a.m. The Saga Voyager is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Vancouver. She could have wind turbine parts on board. She may be passing Astoria about 8:30 this morning and arriving in Vancouver at about 2:30 p.m. And the Wulin is arriving from Peru, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She is passing Astoria around 12:30 p.m. You might see her in the Vancouver anchorage around 6:30 p.m. She is actually headed for the port of Portland to pick up soda ash. Well, today I thought we would revisit a story that I talked about quite a bit, and just about every news outlet talked about quite a bit back in March, after the Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, got stuck in the Suez Canal and was stuck there for 6 days, halting container and all sorts of ship traffic going through there. So a big avenue for world trade. It caused a lot of expensive problems. It took them 6 days to get the ship freed, but she's still there. She's anchored in a lake that is part of the Suez Canal system because she's caught in legal wrangling over who is going to pay and how much is going to be paid for these damages. So there was a decision made yesterday about this case, and I thought I would talk with you about it, and also a good opportunity to talk about the incredible costs that are incurred in the shipping industry. Let me just read a little bit from this article from Reuters from yesterday. An Egyptian court on Sunday rejected a complaint by the Japanese owner of a container ship that blocked traffic in the Suez Canal for 6 days in March against the vessel's continued detention by canal authorities, a lawyer said. So in this case, the Suez Canal Authority, which runs the Suez Canal, is seeking $916 million in compensation from the Ever Given's owner. Shui Kizen is the company in Japan that actually owns the ship. It's operated by Evergreen Shipping. So they are seeking $916 million plus from that company over the blockage and the operation to free the ship from being stuck. The court on Sunday referred the case back to a court of first instance, which is due to consider it on May 29th. And the article goes on to say that any ruling made by this court could trigger appeals by either side, so it's far from over. The lawyers for the owner of the ship are disputing these costs and saying that the canal authority was at fault over the grounding, and so there's a lot of legal wrangling going back and forth because it is a big amount of money. Well, what this made me think of was conversations that I have had over the years with maritime professionals, all about the incredible amounts of money that change hands in the maritime industry. So I thought we could talk a little bit about that today. So I gathered some information about how much it costs to operate a ship. So this claim of $916 million plus, it's a little bit more than that, it seems pretty huge to us ordinary mortals. But when I started doing some research, it still is a lot of money, but I found some numbers that will sort of put this in perspective a little bit for you. And this information comes from a website I found called morethanshipping.com. And this is a company that is kind of a logistics and information resource for shipping companies. So this is what they have to say about what it costs to run a ship. Now, first of all, let's talk about fuel costs, which are one of the biggest costs that a ship has, not the entire cost. So the two biggest expenses for a ship are generally fuel and the salaries of the people who work on board, so fuel and personnel. So let's talk about fuel costs. The following example of a large modern container vessel used in the Trans-Pacific trade, with an actual maximum container capacity of about 7,750 TEUs. Those are 20-foot shipping containers. Now, the ones that come into the Columbia can carry about 6,000 or so. So it's about in the ballpark of the kinds of container ships that we see here. So with the cost of bunker fuel, that is the fuel that these ships burn, it's low-quality fuel that gives off a lot of pollution. That's a whole nother topic. But basically, this is the fuel that these ships burn when they are out at sea. If you take a cost of about $552 per ton, and the fuel is measured in tons because they just burn tons of it. So there's no use in measuring it in gallons the way we would with a vehicle on land. Now, so if you consider maybe they use 217 tons a day, a single 28-day round-trip voyage for this type of vessel, for one vessel, would produce a fuel bill of $3,353,953. So, wow, gives you an idea of how much it costs to run a ship. This number could be greater for a number of reasons, such as if the voyage were more than 14 days long, or if the vessel were smaller and less fuel efficient per container, or if any scheduling delays require the vessel to speed up to stay on schedule, because fuel use is tied to speed. So you may have heard me talk on earlier ship reports about how ships slow down at sea, and when they do, they use much less fuel. So let's talk about the costs for personnel. Salary information. This is based on average salaries in the industry, and thinking in terms of a crew of about 28 people on board. So using those numbers, it would cost more than $100,000 per voyage for a 28-day voyage. So the amounts of money that change hands, as I said, in the maritime industry are just huge, just for the operating costs of the vessel. So rounding up and estimating a bit, because those aren't the only costs a ship incurs, let's say roughly $3.5 million for a 28-day voyage for one ship. Now, in the case of the Ever Given, the Suez Canal Authority has said that the Ever Given grounding incident cost them about $1 billion in losses and damages. So they maintain that they are simply recouping costs. Lloyd's List, a global maritime news and market information source for the maritime industry, said the Ever Given grounding costs $400 million per hour in delayed goods alone. So when you think in that context, $916 million, it's still a lot of money, as I said, for us ordinary mortals. But in the shipping industry, costs are huge. So it remains to be seen whether they will actually be able to reclaim that amount of money from the Japanese company that owns the ship, and the legal wrangling continues. But it gives you a little bit of an idea of the incredible amounts of money that change hands in the maritime industry daily. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.